Hey everybody, it's your Daily Thought here with Coach Daily on a Monday, April 15th, 2024. This is continuing from the post I did about Pat Summitt. There's some further things that were connected to her post, and it's four ways to get past your fear of failure. Okay, the four ways to get past your fear of failure. So I'll do this in four parts. We'll do part one today. But number one is reframe failure as feedback. Failure isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of bravery. True growth only happens when you learn from your mistakes. Take time to sit back and reframe your thoughts, language, and perception around challenges or failures that have happened to yourself and others. Embrace those challenges. So when she talked about take time to sit back and reframe your thoughts, language, and perception around challenges or quote-unquote failures, right, that have happened to yourself or others, embrace those challenges. Failures, I mean, it's funny how the older I get, the more I understand that failure, the word failure seems bad, like it seems like an ending. Oh, I failed. But also the older I get, right, it tells me that that's only if you quit, right? Failure is kind of a continuous in motion thing if you keep learning, right? Reframe it as feedback. Reframe it as wisdom. Rethink it as, okay, I just learned a valuable lesson. And it might be just you telling yourself. Remember the old adage about, you know, talking to yourself instead of listening to yourself. It might be you just telling yourself, hey, listen, boy, did I screw up there, you know? And I've screwed up a lot personally, right? If I can start reframing my thinking as feedback, right? Instead of an ending, instead of beating myself up even more, instead of stopping, right? I think when you quit, that's when you truly fail. But reframe failure as feedback. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of bravery. And the more I need to do that, the more I do need to do that, I think better things will come. If I take that mindset. So, you know, join me as far as taking the next few episodes, as far as some reflections and some looking at four ways to get past your fear of failure. I know it's held me back. You know, you could look at fear as one thing, failure is another. But moving past it, moving through it, learning from it, taking it with you, using it as fuel, right? You know, so many things that I think can come from this. So definitely I want to bring these forward to you guys and to help yourself and me. Because again, every time I find something to share with you guys, it's one of those things that, boy, do I need that. So reframe failure as feedback, okay? Other people might give it to you, but it's up to you to give it to yourself. It's up to you to reframe it so that you understand, so that you learn, because your past is your best mentor. Those lessons of failure throughout life are yours. There might be people there that witnessed them, that were part of it, right? But it's yours. Use it to your advantage. Use it to, you know, help you move forward in life, right? And there's everything, relationships, money, health, career, right? Everything, sports. Everything, there's been failure, right? So keep reframing it as feedback, okay? All right, so parts 2, 3, and 4 will come at you here in the next couple of days. There's some good stuff here. Can't wait to share it with you. And thank you again for being part of this, being part of my journey, and letting me be a part of your journey. And I definitely look forward to sharing some more thoughts, and I appreciate you being with me, right? All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.